You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize, host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live music by Jackson Boone on KEXP.
Thank you.
You're listening to live music by Jackson Boone here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Moonbeam and Dolphin Turned Into a Cat. And both of those songs can be found on the upcoming album called Natural Changes that actually doesn't come out for months. And I really, really, really want it to come out because it's an excellent record. I can't wait for the rest of the world to hear it. KEXP listeners have heard Dolphin Turned Into a Cat because you were nice enough to give it to us. And I've been playing Moonbeam as well, and I'm killing so much time while you are. I don't know which, how much more. What
hey,
more? I can
how's
say.
It going?
Good.
How's it
going? How are you?
Very well.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Very well. I'm happy you're here. So the one guitar has rainbows all over it, and this one is green.
Oh, yeah. This is the one's borrowed.
That, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This one's not mine.
It's not yours. Okay. Yeah, but the one that's decorated is yours.
It's got fairies and rainbows and unicorns on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. One of the questions that I wanted to talk to you about is I watched the documentary of the making, recording of Natural Changes. And one of the things that I noticed is that you're really into having, like, setting your environment and having very, like, spiritual thing going on.
I mean, I'm kind of a spiritual person, but yeah, that was the first time I've ever kind of escaped to a place in nature to cut a record. And we did just that and, spent 10 days on the Oregon coast, just kind of living and breathing the environment and having that, inspire the music. And it was amazing.
Are you from the Oregon coast?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
I've been going there for a while. I actually just moved to the Oregon coast. I live in Cannon Beach now, but I was raised in Portland. Yeah.
Yeah. That house that you recorded in is so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It was my grandfather's, and he kind of left it to my collective family. And,
oh, great.
We were lucky enough to go there to record, and it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what we came up with was, I think, really kind of conducive of the natural beauty around.
Yeah. In the documentary, you have all these amps in, like, different parts of the room,
yeah,
or parts of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a recording effect?
No, that was just to when we were tracking live with the rest of the band, my band Over Yonder.
Yeah.
We did two tunes live and to isolate each amp so there wouldn't be, like, bleeding over or feedback. We isolated each amp.
Yeah. I want to let KEXP listeners know that the documentary is online and everyone can see this and live this experience with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you recorded your last two albums with Riley Greer of Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love Riles.
Yeah, so the first album is called Starlit.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically was just, like, on Facebook, and I think you played a show at Mississippi Studios with Wish You Knew.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you say their name? I've always wanted to know.
It's like Wishing You. Like wishing you. You good luck. Or
yeah,
you
know. They're really, really great.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And mm-hmm. There was a link to your Bandcamp, and I just listened to the album, and I thought that...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was
that's
great.
Right, yeah, sweet. I was wondering how you found it out.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I found it. And so, you worked with Riley on that mm-hmm. album, and you guys recorded in a proper studio?
We recorded that in his home.
Cool.
He lives in Northeast Portland, and... One of the benefits of that is he lives with two of the members of a Portland band that I love called Radiation City. And
yeah.
So Randy and Patty, who live with him, played on the album, and it was just such a privilege to work with them. It was, like, kind of random and beautiful. And
cool.
Good. Yeah.
So that was on Starlit.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Well, they both played on Natural Changes as well. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And you also worked with someone named Kat...
Yeah, Kat Hawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a good friend of ours. And
I was looking into her a little bit.
She's great. Yeah. She just worked on her new EP with Riley producing as well. And
mm-hmm.
she's kind of going the same route I'm going, kind of having going by her name and having an awesome backing band.
Yeah. Family time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've created a family.
Oh, what? No, yeah. We're just...
it's great.
Portland is that kind of vibe. Yeah. Everyone's pretty supportive of one another. It's a good community.
How did you and Riley meet?
Shamefully enough, we met through Craigslist of all places.
Were you looking for a date, a musical date?
No. I was actually thinking about saying that we met on Tinder, but no, we met on Craigslist.
Should have said Tinder. I don't know which one's grimier.
Probably Craigslist. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was looking. He was off of tour with UMO, and he's looking to record people. And I saw this ad and thought it was a joke, because it was like, oh my gosh, drummer of UMO, and he plays with Rad City sometimes, and that was in the ad. And yeah, I hit him up, and it was instant positive chemistry.
Cool. So yeah. You guys were like, yeah, the first album, that's awesome. Yeah. And then he came back for another round?
It was a good vibe, and we really dug what we came up with, and I've always wanted to record at that house, and so kind of just moved straight into cutting the second record, which I think is even better, and it was, it's just good vibes.
And then you guys were like, this time we should record on the beach.
And
document it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'll take your shirt off like you did.
Go on the beach. Yeah. Yep. Well, I like to surf and it's the ocean and
yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally cool. It's and your baby's in it and it's so
yeah,
great.
Yeah. My daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Well, speaking of natural changes, you have some more songs to play from the album.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jackson Boone live on Audio Oasis on KEXP.
Thank you.
You're listening to live music by Jackson Boone on KEXP. Listening to live music by Jackson Boone here on Naughty Oasis. You just heard Open and Runaway. Both of those are from the new album, Natural Changes, that comes out September 9th. And after you release the album, you're going to go on a month-long tour.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're heading east and going through Colorado, up to Chicago, down through like New Orleans and Memphis and Nashville, and then back to the West Coast and up to Oregon, back home to Oregon.
Will this be your first month-long tour?
This will be our first month-long. Yeah, we just did 10 days, and that's our second tour. Yeah,
it's what are you looking forward to most?
Playing the music, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meeting new people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Signing autographs.
No.
No. I mean, maybe. I don't know if people do that. Do you do that anymore? I have no idea.
Very rarely.
So you have some shows coming up.
Yeah.
Thursday, July 2nd at Goodfoot Pub in Portland with the Hill Dogs and Foxy Lemon.
Yeah.
And then July 16th is a very important show.
Yeah.
Bunk Bar in Portland. And that's a video release.
Yeah. For one of the tunes we just played, Moonbeam.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And who did you work with on the video?
The same guy that shot the documentary. His
name's great.
Ryan Bell is a friend from art school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love the way the documentary is shot.
He's brilliant. Yeah.
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 And the rainbows and like
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally cool. Awesome.
It was a cool experience.
Yeah. And so you're going to self-release Natural Changes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope the world helps you release that album.
Yeah. You already are right now. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, and you guys sounded wonderful. This was really great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlize.
Awesome. And you can find Jackson Boone online. Let's see, on Facebook, search you out.
Yeah.
And Bandcamp. If you want to hear The Dolphin Turned Into a Cat again, you can. It's up there. And Starlet is up there as well.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Yep. You've been listening to live music by Jackson Boone on 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.